Let's go to Capitol Hill of current day now with our takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwilling. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
You know, we're going to talk to you about the sort of soap opera drama of the don't ask, don't tell policy and the possible repeal of it. But first, I wanted to go back to a conversation we had with Peter DeFazio, a congressman from Oregon earlier. He was talking about Democratic opposition to the tax deal that the White House has struck with Republicans. And John asked him a question about whether or not he would support the president in the upcoming in his upcoming elections. And this is what he had to say.
I'm going to withhold my support until I see who's on the ballot.
I wanted to ask you, we were a little bit surprised by that he would say that, withhold his support for a sitting president. What's the temperature in Washington among Democrats? Are they all feeling this way?
No, they're not. I'm not as surprised by it as you are, I think, just because in some ways that sounds to me like DeFazio being DeFazio. I'm sure there are a couple of liberal Democrats in the House that might feel the same way. I would be very, very surprised if it was if it went beyond that, because I think most Democrats, even though they have a lot of frustration with Barack Obama and, like Peter DeFazio, say there's no fight in them, realize that a primary challenge would be a disaster for them in the next presidential election.
All right. Well, then let's move on to the don't ask, don't tell and the sort of up and down roller coaster ride with this. You said yesterday that it looked like the chances that they were good, the Senate would approve a repeal of don't ask, don't tell had improved. Have things changed by the time we're talking to you today?
They improved and then they got a lot worse, and then they seem to improve a little bit again. It's a really fluid situation. Harry Reid had backed off a threat yesterday to bring this whole thing down by holding a vote actually on Wednesday night to say, we're going to call Republicans out on their delay tactics and hold the vote that I know is going to fail, just to show that they're blocking a defense bill, funding for the troops, not to mention don't ask, don't tell repeal. Then he backed off, and then talks were going on all day yesterday on reaching an agreement to get this thing to a point where it would get 60 votes. And a lot of it was procedural and stuff that senators worry about in terms of number of amendments. Well, that was all going great until yesterday afternoon when Harry Reid said, deal's off, we can't reach an agreement, I'm holding the vote. He went to the chair, called the vote. And people were really surprised, especially Susan Collins, who he was talking to. The vote happened. It got 57 votes. It failed. And everyone thought don't ask, don't tell repeal was dead. And it sure seemed like it was dead until a couple of minutes later when Joe Lieberman of Connecticut appeared in front of reporters with Susan Collins and said this. Listen to this.
Senator Collins and I, Senator Udall and others, will be perhaps by the end of this day introducing a freestanding bill, a separate piece of legislation to repeal the don't ask, don't tell policy that prevails in the U.S. military today.
So he's talking about introducing just the repeal of don't ask, don't tell to pass or fail on its own.
On its own, breathed new life back into the don't ask, don't tell repeal debate itself, said, we want Harry Reid to bring it up. Harry Reid has said he would bring it to the floor.
He's got to get 60 votes for that, though, right?
Susan Collins says she has 60 votes for that, and she says she's sure she has it if it can come to the floor. Then the question is, what would the House do? And Nancy Pelosi, several hours later, issued just about the strongest statement you can imagine on this in a tweet. I'll tell you her tweet. If the Lieberman-Collins don't ask, don't tell bill reaches the Senate, an army of allies stands ready to pass standalone repeal in the House.
Well,
so she's ready.
Chances improved, dropped like a stone, and then I guess are looking up again for a repeal of don't ask, don't tell, but it's anybody's guess if we're actually going to get this through Congress before the holiday break. Thanks so much, Todd Zwilling, Takeaway DC's correspondent.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.